Thank you, Chris Morales. It's Momo in Ireland today. Ramona Shelburne in for Mace. We got a lot to get to in this final hour. By the way, game five tonight, Atlanta-Milwaukee. The Clippers are done for the year. The Suns are moving on. Ramona, who wins, Hawks or Bucks tonight?
I will go with the Bucks.
Really? Why?
Yeah. I think they're
in Milwaukee.
It's in Milwaukee. They've lost their guy. I think it's a big Ewing effect kind of game. Like, you know, the Bill Simmons term, like when they when you lose your star player, everybody else kind of steps up. So I think players like Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, all those, you know, PJ Tucker, those guys, when they're at home in Milwaukee after they just lost their big guy, and what was that game, 30 points in game four? I think they step up, they win this one. I don't know what happens in 6 and 7, though.
Right. So we'll stay abreast of that. Another thing, we talked earlier in the show about the NIL ruling in the NCAA, that players can now make money off of their name, image, and likeness. And college athletes are coming up with unique ways to do it. The floodgates have opened, and now it's a whole new world in college sports. All of us watched those great USC teams with Pete Carroll. 1 year, Matt Leinart won the Heisman. The year after that, Reggie Bush won the Heisman. And then when it turned out that Reggie Bush's parents had accepted money from an agent to buy a house down in San Diego, that Reggie had his Heisman trophy stripped. They took it away from him and made USC distance themselves from Reggie for 10 years. And so Reggie issued a statement today, and here's what it read, Ramona. Over the past few months, on multiple occasions, my team and I have reached out to both the NCAA and the Heisman Trust in regard to the reinstatement of my college records and return of my Heisman. We left multiple messages, but instead received a call from someone less than the top who stated that they would not be calling us back and they could not help us. We reached out to the NCAA and received no help or got no response at all. It is my strong belief that I won the Heisman Trophy solely due to my hard work and dedication on the football field. It is also my firm belief that I should be reinstated. Now, as soon as that ruling came out yesterday, Jay Billis, of all people, who works for ESPN and is a pretty good authority on all things NCAA. He graduated from Duke. He played in the Final Four. You know, Billis basically has been a guy that has been an advocate for college sports as long as we've had them. And Billis took a pretty hard stance against the NCAA when this all came down. I'm looking for the exact tweet. But Billis basically said, now that these players can make money off of their name, image, and likeness, what do you do about people like Reggie Bush? What do you do about the Fab Five? Can you basically reinstate all of these people? And Reggie's making the argument now, Ramona, that he should be reinstated. What do you think?
I've always thought Reggie Bush should have got the Heisman and should get his Heisman back because...
By the way, here's the Billis tweet. I just found it. Hey, NCAA, since you have now admitted college athletes are professional, how about righting past wrongs, reinstating the records of Reggie Bush, the Fab Five, and countless others you mistreated over the phony concept of amateurism? It was unfair then and clearly so now. So you were saying you thought Reggie should keep the Heisman?
I always thought he should because I felt like nothing that happened with him was necessarily his doing. It was really his parents who took money, right? I mean, his parents got the house and, you know, it was a really shady deal that, you know, with this marketing guy who, you know, bought him stuff. But like, I don't know that should have affected whether Reggie got the Heisman. Same thing with Derrick Rose at Memphis, all those other things. Like, but I will say, like, the image and likeness stuff has nothing to do with whether somebody buys your parents a house.
Right.
I mean, that's not a deal. Like, you can't sign a marketing deal. Like, it has to be sort of related to you, your image and likeness. Now, Reggie would have made some bank. He was very marketable. People would have just, he wouldn't have had to buy his parents a house, right? You would have just given Reggie the money himself, right? You would have just said, hey, Reggie, I want you to endorse my car dealership, and here's a Hummer. You know, I mean, that would have been how that goes. And I think that is how that will go. But I always thought, like, those things look stupid. I mean, he was the best player on the field. He earned the Heisman. You can't just take it away from him like that. But when you do that, then we get back each one of those cases that Jay mentioned. They're all different. You know,
what here's a tweet. Scott Paterno, who was, you know, uh-huh. at Penn State when his dad was there, wrote, he broke the rules at the time. He knew he was breaking the rules. A subsequent change in rules doesn't make that change. Reinstate him if you want. But the new rules don't make his breaking them at the time okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I thought we all saw Reggie Bush win the Heisman. We were at those games. We can't unsee it. I think it's time to give him his Heisman back. I just do.
I disagree
with Paterno, but I think it's
Ohio
time
State
to give him
guys
his
with
back.
The tattoos too. I mean, that
them
was
too.
So stupid, you know?
It just seems like it was extreme to take. Mm-hmm. And now you look at all these college athletes looking for ways to monetize their name, image, and likeness. And I think it's going to be the Wild West for a couple of years. I think we're going to see a lot of creative ways for people to get paid. Mm-hmm. I would, if they wanted to reinstate Reggie Bush, I would be in favor of it. I think that would be smart.
Yeah, me too. And I think it might happen, but I think that's it's harder because it's the whole Heisman committee. It's not just the NCAA.
Right. And by the way, we can take calls on this. If you want to mm-hmm. if you would like to see Reggie Bush reinstated, 877-710-ESPN, or if you think, like Paterno does, that because he broke the rules then, that doesn't let him off the hook now, that argument makes sense to me too. But I just think it seems to me like all those things. Let's take the Fab Five, for example. How marketable would they be with this new ruling on Tuesday? With Weber
huge.
And Jalen Rose and, you know, Jimmy King and all those, and Juwan Howard and, you know, with the long shorts and the Fab, they could have made Fab Five t-shirts. All those guys mm-hmm. could have been doing commercials. It would have changed. Yeah, Reggie Bush did break rules when it was illegal, but he would have, like your point was, he would have made so much money doing other stuff that his parents wouldn't have needed to go through an agent to buy a house.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, he would have made so much money. And there, like, if somebody tweeted this the other day, who among past athletes would have made the most money from endorsements? And like JJ Redick had this great tweet. He was like, you know, I probably would have made a lot of money, but I would have blown it all on Natty Light and Lacoste polo shirts. You know, like, it was funny. But I'm like, you know who would have made a lot of money? Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow would have made a lot of money.
Oh,
there.
Maybe more than anybody ever.
Yeah. I mean,
he could have done a whole video series on Bible studies that would have gone through the roof.
Yeah.
I always said that, you know, what would have broken the internet is if Kim Kardashian would have announced that she was turning religious and that she was giving up premarital sex and she was hooking up with Tim Tebow.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that have broken the internet?
Could still happen.
Yeah, probably not.
Could still happen.
I think Tebow's married now. Kim's available again.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Johnny Manziel. That's another one people are pointing. Johnny Manziel. I think. You know who would have made the most though?
Think about Zion.
So much money. Zion. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, Zion. Oh man, he would have made a lot. I mean, there's a lot of athletes. Like I when I saw this happen, John, I was kind of like, it's Pandora's box. It's going to be all the football players and basketball players, but now I had no idea about all the TikTok players, all the TikTok stars and YouTube stars and the women's gymnasts and all that. I didn't realize that was so big. But then again, I don't do Instagram ads, and no one's even approached me to do Instagram. I had like one or two people slide in DMs and say, hey, have you ever opened a paid endorsement, paid Instagram post? And like literally once or twice. And it wasn't something I would do, but I was like, okay, I guess I'm just not Instagram marketable or famous or something, but it's a whole other world out there. People get paid a lot of money. You can make a whole living doing that.
I don't like the argument against reinstating Reggie Bush's Heisman. Why? Because mm-hmm. his parents took money back then when it was illegal, and so we still want to lord that over him. It just seems like he certainly paid a penalty for what, if anything, he was guilty of. And there was never any, I read that whole report that put USC on probation. There was never any indication or evidence that Reggie took any money. It was his parents. Here's Oliver in Burbank. Oliver, you're on 710 ESPN. Would you have any problem if the NCAA gave Reggie Bush his Heisman back?
No, none at all. They should totally give it back. It's not like he took money for, like, throwing games or shaving points. That's what I never understood about why they don't pay athletes. You're paying them because they're good, and they want to do better and win so they can get their name bigger and more famous, right? You're not paying them to lose, so why is it a bad thing? They need to give it back.
All right, thanks, man, for the phone call. Ramona, I agree with him. I think it's time, and just, you know, get over whatever it is that you're hatred you're hovering against USC, and give the guy his records back. We all saw the games. We all saw him play. All right, coming up next, the Dodgers have a difficult decision to make about Trevor Bauer, who is scheduled to pitch on Sunday. We'll explain why. That's next, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Today it's Momo in Ireland, Ramona Shelburne in for Mace, and this is a difficult subject to discuss, the one we're about to tackle. It involves Trevor Bauer, who is a pitcher for the Dodgers, who is scheduled to pitch on Sunday in Washington, D.C. against the Nationals. The Dodgers open a series there tonight against the Nationals. Matter of fact, it's first pitch, Ramona, is in less than an hour. Mm-hmm. They're going with a bullpen game tonight. So Bauer is with the Dodgers and is scheduled to start Sunday, even as Pasadena police and Major League Baseball investigate sexual assault allegations against him.
Mm.
Now, Ramon, I sent you a very detailed, these allegations are so graphic that we can't even read them on the radio. So I will leave it up to you if you want to find the details of this allegation that is out and available right now on the internet. But I can tell you this, that Trevor Bauer and his people are completely on offense, Ramona. They say they have done nothing wrong. And he said in a statement responding to the lawsuit, his representative said in part, quote, "Any allegations that the pair's encounters were not 100% consensual are baseless, defamatory, and will be refuted to the fullest extent of the law," end quote. Ramona, that puts the Dodgers in a tough spot.
Yeah.
He's been accused. He has maintained his innocence. Dave Roberts was asked about an hour ago if they still plan to start him on Sunday. Here's what Robert said, quote, "We do. As of now, it's kind of in the middle of letting the commissioner's office, Major League Baseball, handle this. It's in their hands, and right now our kind of direction was to just move forward, not do anything as far as the player and Trevor. So our plan is he's going to start on Sunday. It's out of our hands, regardless of what direction the organization wanted to do. It's something that this is what has to happen, so it's out of everyone's hands, period," end quote. Are the Dodgers doing the right thing, sticking with Bauer as the starter on Sunday for now?
I would sit him. I gotta be honest. Like, I feel like it's those allegations in that first story were so bad. And I read the one today from Larry Brown Sports with the text messages, and that is pretty compelling as well, because it kind of it really just everything that you read in the first story feels like it was in text messages and consensual and et cetera. But that's the whole point of having investigations. Like the whole point is having Major League Baseball do its due diligence and have investigations. And I think like if you want to send a message that you if Trevor's innocent of this, or if this was consensual or whatever it is, who knows where this is going to end up, whether it's being the civil case, the criminal case, the Major League Baseball investigation. Like, I just think like, and whenever I'm not sure about what really happened, I always just fall back on this, like, well, let's let the investigation take place. And baseball has not done that. Generally speaking, like, who was the guy from Houston, right? Like, he was the closer down there.
Right. I can't remember his name. Roberto Osuna.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've been feeling like we need to go in the other direction on this. Cause there, it's not like this is just accusations from this woman. Like, she has photos of herself. She obviously went and got medical attention afterwards. Like, that was some pretty serious stuff in that article. So until we really know what happened, and unless we really have a better understanding, of how, you know, of the whole scene, the whole picture, I just think it's better to sit him out. It's just, it's sending a message that you take allegations like this very seriously.
But can I not? Okay. And by the way, I think that's a very solid answer, and I tend to agree with you. So this question I'm about to ask you, I'm playing a little bit of devil's advocate.
Right.
If they were to go that way, way you suggest, sit him, wait for the investigation to come to an end, are we not treating Bauer as if he's guilty?
Yeah, in a way.
And he's got to prove his innocence when it's supposed to be you're innocent until proven guilty.
Right. And it's a really hard question. I mean, I personally wouldn't have Major League Baseball do it. If I were the Dodgers, I would do it. Because then I know it sucks. You're going against your player here. You're supposed to defend him. I mean, it's very, you know, it's really, really tough. I don't know what I would do if I was in, you know, their situation either. But you have a guy and his legal team who are very strongly defending themselves. I should point out,
Ramona, that teams cannot enforce discipline unless the league approves it.
So the league has to do it.
A player can be suspended without being charged with a crime under MLB's domestic violence policy. And that was collectively bargained. So if the league finds enough evidence, they can come in and announce a suspension and he can't play. What makes this case complicated is he is insisting he wasn't guilty of anything.
And he does have text messages. I mean, the messages that we read in the second report are pretty, those are pretty compelling as well. So like both sides are very compelling. I just, domestic violence things, like I have a pretty zero tolerance policy. And, you know, like this seems very 50 Shades of Grey to me or something. Right? I'm literally, it's just very, like he admits to having very rough sex with her. Okay. I mean, and this is, and he, in his messages, you know, it seems like this type of sexual activity was, you know, encouraging each other, right? But just because you say in a text message that you're okay with it, and what her point was, just because I say in a text message that I'm okay with this, doesn't mean I consent to being as messed up as she was after the second encounter.
Okay, so Ramona, let me add this in the mix. A hearing is scheduled about this case on July 23rd.
Okay.
So that's 22 days from now. If they sit Bauer, is that fair to him? Is that fair to the Dodgers, especially if it turns out he's innocent?
Man, this is tough.
Lindsay, what do you think?
You've
been a fan of Trevor Bauer. He used to pitch for the Indians. You followed his whole career. Would you allow him to continue to pitch under this cloud?
I don't know. I think I would probably lean on the side of sitting him, just because even though we don't want to get into the guilty before and proven innocent situation, I think that just for the sake of everybody's mental well-being, the sake of the fans, the sake of what the league and what the team wants to, like, the message they want to send to the fans and the players and everybody, I think that would probably be the best decision. And then if it turns out he's not charged with anything and whatever happened and he's, you know, whatever the word is. I think at that point then they can, you know, do whatever they need to do. But then again, I don't think that the MLB is going to do that, because I know that they have the three strike rule, I guess, as far as like the MLB, the violence, the domestic violence.
Right. They also, Lindsay, but, let me point out, they have the option to place him on paid administrative leave for up to 7 days.
Yeah.
An extension.
I feel like that can't hurt.
Yeah, an extension of that leave would require players' union approval. So, Ramona, that's one thing. The league could kind of take the ball and run with it here and put him on administrative leave, paid leave, and they could announce it Saturday, and that would buy him a week.
Yeah, that feels like the best, you know, solution here for the short term, because I'm just going to tell you what pops in my head, okay? This is one incident. It's one woman accusing him of this. Okay. And there's very compelling evidence that she presented first in the documents that the Athletic obtained, the legal documents. And then Trevor Bauer's side obviously put out some text messages and stuff. So there really needs to be much further investigation here. And until we have the authorities sort through this, I mean, I remember having this conversation with you about Deshaun Watson. Do you remember this early on?
Sure.
You were like, what are you thinking? I said, I just really think we need to wait on the investigation. Like, it's just initially it looked like, oh, maybe people just don't want him to get traded or something, right? Like, it seemed like there was some kind of,
yeah.
No, there's really a lot of stuff there. I mean, there's really a lot to that. And so we're still watching that investigation play out, but like, I hate that in this world, we all like to have snap judgments and snap, you know, it's like somebody tweets something, we want it to happen right away. But like, I don't know, I try to put myself in everybody's shoes here, which is, you know, you want your due process in court. You want people to really investigate things, and that can't happen overnight. So usually I say, just buy some time, just buy yourself a week so that people can dig into this and find out and what really happened. And I mean, I don't know, the woman, she went to the hospital and stuff, and there's photos of this, like whatever this was, it left a woman unconscious and beat up to that level. That to me, I don't know if I care if it's consensual or not. Like, that's, she had to go to the hospital.
You'd like to see him pulled off the field until they can figure out the answers.
Yeah, until they can figure that out. I mean, I just, Lens, when I first saw this, I was like, this is horrible. Like, this is, like, when I first saw it, and then
the,
I was like,
the
okay,
graphic
wait,
nature
Ramona,
of it,
see,
again, the yeah. first, the reports Ramona's talking about, we can't even read on the radio.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But he's saying he's not guilty of anything. So, I mean, it's a he said, she said in every way,
saying,
shape, and form.
He's saying we had rough sex and it was all consensual, because here's the text messages where we're talking about it very openly. Okay.
Right.
And I understand. I really do see, and I really am inclined to say, let's see where this lands. And let's now, okay, I read his side of the story, and but I come back to this very fundamental point. Like, if somebody has to go to the hospital, like if a woman has to go to the hospital afterwards, if she's, it's just not okay. Like, I don't care if no. you know, I mean, we just end up in that same place, right, Lens? I mean, it's just.
Well, I don't think anyone would. I think if they pull him off the field, everybody would understand why.
Yep.
On the other hand, that, you know, if he's innocent, if he didn't do this, and they pull him off the field, it's brutally unfair. So, it's a tough question to answer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll keep you posted. By the way, he's scheduled to pitch Sunday. Dodgers play at the top of the hour in Washington, D.C., so they've got a couple more days to decide if they want to stick with this. As of 2 hours ago, Dave Roberts says Trevor Bauer is the starting pitcher for the Dodgers on Sunday. Coming up next, we'll give away tickets to Mason's movie night. And who is, right now, the current stop what you're doing player, the one guy that if you walked by a TV, you're in a bar, you're going to meet your friends, you walk by a TV, this guy's on, you stop what you're doing and watch TV. I think it's an easy answer. We'll get into that coming up. Ramona Informace, I'm John Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right,
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today it's Momo in Ireland, Mason taking the day off, and right now, if you want to attend Mason's movie night, he's got a private screening of the movie Black Widow, starring Scarlett Johansson. It's going to be her final appearance as Natasha Romanoff and the Black Widow, so if you want to attend right now for Mason's movie night, we're going to take caller number 7 and caller number 10. We don't have a game today because we got too much other stuff. All right, so it's 877-710-ESPN. Caller number 7 and caller number 10. It's a 4-pack of tickets. We'll give away a 4-pack to caller 7, a 4-pack to caller 10. Private screening of Marvel Studios' Black Widow on Thursday, July 8th at the Regal Cinemas in West Covina. All right, the movie will start at 7 and is rated PG-13. All right, so right now, caller 7, caller 10, 877-710-ESPN. Game of Games is coming up. Jorge won Game of Games for the first time outright. He won it last month when he tied with me, but yesterday he won Game of Games for the entire month of June, so he is a 2-time defending Game of Game champion. Yeah. It's Lindsay's game today, so Ramona, Jorge, and I will compete for Lindsay's game. That's coming up in 10 minutes. Ramona, before we do, I had a thought the other day that, let's say, all right, you're going to meet Nevin.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into a restaurant. Up on the TV, there's an athlete that literally gets you to stop what you're doing.
Ah.
You know Nevin's on the other side of the restaurant, but you can't miss this athlete. This changes. The stop what you're doing athlete changes mm-hmm. from different sports at different times. But right now, I think there's a clear number one. Who do you think I'm thinking about?
Which sport are we talking?
No, it can be any
Just
sport.
Anyone that you can think of.
I like the sprinter. I like Sha'Carri Richardson.
The woman that's going to run in the
Flo-Jo. She's like Flo-Jo 2.0. I love her.
Yeah, I bet you Lindsay gets this right. Lindsay, who am I thinking of?
I think you're thinking of Simone Biles.
No.
Oh, well, that's who I pick.
Yeah, well, no, it's Shugate. Isn't it Shohei Ohtani?
Maybe. Ohtani's pretty good.
If he's up right now, and he got bombed last night as a pitcher, but if he's up at the plate, mm-hmm. and you're walking by a TV, and you see him walking up to home plate. No way you're skipping that, right?
Yeah, I think I'm watching him. Yeah, he's awesome. He's really fun to watch. But I'm telling you, Sha'Carri, I wouldn't even get in trouble because she finishes in less than 10 seconds.
Right.
I mean, it's a 100-meter race, and she's done. I mean, you know, I wouldn't even be late for me.
Yeah, and she may be an international star by the time the Olympics.
Get ready. She's going to be the Olympics Usain Bolt. Like, remember the name Sha'Carri. That's all you need to know.
By the way, I saw really interesting. Did you happen to see Real Sports on HBO last night?
Mm-mm.
All right, there's a really interesting story that Soledad O'Brien did. See if you can track it down.
Okay.
And it's basically about this guy who used to be a pitcher for the Phillies. And you talk about exploiting a niche, kind of like Mark Zuckerberg did with mm-hmm. Facebook or Jeff Bezos did with Amazon. This guy has come up with an idea. He realizes that minor league baseball players make little or no money. It's like the right. worst kept secret in sports.
It really is, yeah.
And now with the pandemic, a lot of those guys have been kneecapped. And so what he does is he identifies minor league baseball players. And he got a billionaire to back his company. And he goes up to him and he says, I'll give you $400,000 right now for 10% of your future earnings for the rest of your career.
Wow.
And so some people think it's exploiting mostly Latin American baseball players who don't have any money.
Uh-huh.
Other people think it's really smart. Because these guys are living in small towns with 5 roommates and they don't have any money and they're not getting paid and they're all trying to make it to the major leagues. is this guy smart and he's helping these kids, or is he exploiting them?
Oh, I think he's exploiting them. I mean, there's a lot of people who've done this for a long time, and at least he's doing it kind of above board. But like, what, I mean, do you remember the Yasiel Puig story?
Right. Well, for example, this guy went to Fernando Tatis
mm-hmm.
when Tatis was in the minors and he wasn't making any money. And he said, I'll give you $400,000 and you give me 10% of your future earnings. Tatis took the money.
Oh, wow.
And now this guy's going to make $40 million off of Fernando Tatis.
Wow. I wonder if that holds up in court, though.
No, like the player, they interviewed players, and the player said, I'm glad I did it. It's a I still get to keep 90% of my income, and it kept me from going broke when I needed money.
Okay. And there's a lot of players that
Who's the guy for the Indians, Lindsay, who's hitting all the home runs now, the young guy? The big, giant slugger.
Jose Ramirez.
I don't think it's him. I think it's somebody, a young guy, like just came up, and he's already got like 15 home runs for the Indians. They got him. They've got a whole bunch of young, up-and-coming, broke minor leaguers who they gave money to, and now they're laughing all the way to the bank. I just can't decide if it's ethical.
I mean, it's ethical, I guess. But to me, this will probably go away with Major League, like where there's private industry. Like, I'm glad he's above board. Like with Puig, it was very similar where people helped him get out of Cuba. Okay.
Right.
It was, you know, but they were not the type of people that you can talk about openly. Okay.
Like shady and under the
shady
table.
And, you know, and he, the first few years he was in the States, like, and he was playing, he was always afraid that people were going to come back after him. Those, the people who helped him get out, and it wasn't, by the way, it wasn't 10%. Like, they wanted all of it, you know, like your future, like, and I think there's a lot of stuff, like when somebody really has no choice, like Puig had to get out of Cuba in order to go be a Major League Baseball player. So somebody
right.
helped,
okay, so
you
try,
know, several people, that's exploitative.
You and I both think that we're going to be here together tomorrow. So try and watch this story on HBO at some point tonight about this guy. He's a minor league baseball player, a former minor league baseball player who basically bets on guys making it to the major leagues and gives them a bunch of money. But it was really interesting. All right, coming up next, Lindsay has the game. Game of Games starts a brand new month today. Jorge is the two-time defending champion.
Two-time?
That's right. It's Game of Games, and as a multiple Game of Games champion, I've won many, many months. I am no longer on top of the hill. That belongs to George Briones, who has won. George and I tied for the Game of Games title in May, and then outright, George beat me in June. So, Jorge, I am coming for you.
Let's go, John.
Today, it's Lindsay's game. So, Ramona, George, and I will compete for Lindsay's game. Linz, what's the game today?
All right, guys, I'm going to do a little game of players and their pets.
That's good. I like it.
I'm going to give you the name, and in most cases, the type of animal it is, and you're going to tell me who their owner is. They're all different sports, so they're not necessarily players in every case, but
okay.
I got like six of these, so let's see how this goes.
Okay.
Okay, number one. Chip, the Yorkshire Terrier, belongs to this famous tennis star. A, Naomi Osaka.
Jorge.
B, if you guys want to buzz in before go ahead.
Yeah. I jumped the gun.
You can do that if you want, for real. Okay. A, Naomi Osaka. B, Serena Williams. C, Maria Sharapova. Ireland, what do you think?
Oh, I know it's... I'm going to guess Serena.
Okay. Ramona?
I'll say Sharapova.
All right, Jorge?
Yeah, I was going to go Serena.
Well, you'll be glad you did, because that is correct.
Ah.
Right.
One for Ireland, one for Jorge.
I've met Sharapova's dog, and I knew it was not Chip. Okay, so, all right, so Jorge and I each have one.
You've met Sharapova's dog before?
Yeah, she used to live in my, in the village. She had a house in here, and so she was out walking her dog.
Yeah, remember Sasha Vujicic?
It's a cool flex. I've met her dog before.
Number one, she doesn't live here anymore, and number two, she doesn't go out with Sasha anymore, so I have no connections to her.
All right, number two. Lua, Scooby, and Fluffy are all pups belonging to this NFL quarterback. Is it A, Patrick Mahomes, B, Baker Mayfield, or C, Tom Brady? Ramona, what do you think?
I'm going to say Baker.
All right, Jorge?
Tom Brady.
All right, John?
I think I read that it is Brady. I'll go with Jorge.
You are correct. You guys are neck and neck. Ramona.
Come on, Momo.
Step it up.
To scratch.
I'll just guess whatever you guys guess, but I'm trying to win. I try to go in the other direction.
You did go first last time, so you know. All right, number three. Maruska, the yellow lab, is often seen in selfies with this soccer stud. Is it A, Cristiano Ronaldo, B, Lionel Messi, or C, Neymar Jr.? Jorge.
I'll go with Messi.
All right. Ireland, what do you think?
What are the three people again?
Ronaldo.
I'm gonna go different than Jorge. So
Messi or Neymar? And he guessed Messi.
Okay, so I will guess Ronaldo.
Okay, Ramona, what do you think?
I'm going to say Neymar.
Well, don't be glad you did, because you're wrong. Cristiano Ronaldo is right, so I don't
know that. Oh, man. Please.
You were first there. How did you not get that one, Jorge?
Oh, man, I thought for sure that'd be one you'd get.
Oh, man.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know any of these. I'm literally, I have no idea on any of these. Nothing is ringing any bells.
They don't know him either. They don't know him either.
Yeah, I just guessed that because Jorge guessed somebody
else. Yeah, but he knew Sharapova's dog.
Yeah, all right. Here we go.
Ireland, he's got the inside connection on that one.
Okay, Ireland 3, Jorge 2, Ramona going for
bagel. Got a bagel.
By the way, if you get shut out, anybody who gets shut out for the foreseeable future it'll be known as a Momo.
That's happened before.
One.
It's fine.
Okay.
All right, number 4.
Blind squirrel finds a nut. I mean, it's going to happen. I'm going to get one.
All right, here we go.
Number 4. Lilo the Frenchie has his own Instagram page, and his mom won gold in the 2016 Olympics. Is it A, Gabby Douglas, B, Simone Biles, or C, Ali Riceman? Ireland, you're first.
Simone Biles.
All right, Ramona?
I have no idea. Literally have none. I'll say Simone Biles too. Why not?
Okay, Jorge?
With the crowd.
You guys are all right. Yeah.
Oh, I got one!
Because she's Frenchie. So in the news now. All right,
yes. Okay.
Jorge, I still got a one point lead on you.
Yep.
A couple more, right. Lindsay?
I got three more. So.
Okay, I'm getting them all. Cool. I'm running the table here. Okay. You guys
we'll do two more.
On the board, by the way.
We'll do two more and see if we need the next one. All right, cool. Number 5. Speaking of Frenchies on Instagram, this one named Bougie has 230,000 followers, and his dad, who likes catching touchdowns, is also big on the gram. Is it A, Juju Smith-Schuster, B, Rob Gronkowski, or C, Travis Kelce? Ramona, you're first.
I'm going to say Juju.
Okay. Jorge?
Yeah, Juju.
All right. Ireland?
It was Juju, Gronk, and who was the other one?
Kelce.
I'll go Kelce.
It is Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh, that Jorge tied me.
Momo's coming back.
Man, Ramona, if you get this one, we're going to have a three-way tie.
I went first on that, too.
If you get this one right, Ramona, then there's a three-way tie.
Woo!
Oh, man.
All right, here we go.
Pressure's on. Okay. I feel like now these next two, you guys are – people have advantages because they're NBA guys. All right. Reza the Fluffy Labradoodle – and Ricky the Golden Doodle belong to this NBA superstar. Is it A, Steph Curry, B, Kyrie Irving, or C, Giannis Antetokounmpo? Jorge, you're first.
Antetokounmpo.
All right, Ireland.
Oh, crap. I want to go different, but I think he's right. I got to go Giannis.
What were the names again?
Giannis, Kyrie, or Steph Curry. The dog's
No. What were the names of the dogs' names?
The dogs are Reza and Rookie.
Reza and Rookie?
Yep.
Yep.
Labradoodles?
Yeah, you should guess.
One's a Labradoodle, one's a Golden Doodle.
I'm saying Steph. I want to win.
The answer is Steph Curry to tie it
yes!
up.
Oh! Yes!
All right, so whoever gets this wins it.
Golden Labradoodles feels like something Aisha would pick out. Like, that's why I was like, gonna go with Aisha on that.
All right, so what I'm gonna do in this one, I'm gonna give
oh my gosh, I might win.
And if anybody thinks they know it by the time before I get to the options,
okay,
oh,
you can steal.
Oh my
okay,
gosh,
I
yeah,
like
okay,
I like
oh
it.
Gosh, I'm nervous.
But once I start reading them, you have to wait until they're all done, okay?
Okay, so if you get to the names, the buzzers go out. Hey, got
correct.
It. Got it. Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
This little white fluffy pup named Brody has an NBA dad who's played for two different teams in the past 2 years.
Ireland.
What do you think, Ireland?
Russell Westbrook.
You got it. That's a great call. You deserve the win. That's a great call. Because that's his nickname.
Yeah, they call him Brody. So
yeah, they do, and he did get traded. That's really good.
I stole that from you.
Hey, and what about me? I was having a comeback.
I know.
I was doing a great comeback.
I'm surprised you didn't get that.
You were too fast. I made a decision that I wasn't going to weigh in.
What were you going to guess, though?
I wasn't going to weigh in until she read the names because I didn't think I would get it.
But what were you going to guess, though? I was going to say Paul George.
My other two were Chris Paul and Lou Williams.
I would have probably Chris guessed Paul, Lou Williams, you know? To be honest. But no, once you got to the names, I would have realized, Brody, that's Russell Westbrook's nickname.
Oh, hey, like by the way, Momo.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, I didn't even know this until I looked it up last night. You know, had the best game of his life last night and led his team to the finals.
Yep.
Is he going to opt out of his contract that pays him $45 million? Because he could probably get a 2-year deal, right?
I think he will. Yeah, I think he's going to opt out.
Wow, can you imagine? 2 years ago, he is going to opt out. And yeah, I would too if I was him.
Yeah, I would. I mean, he can get a longer deal. And he's 36 years old and 55 days.
Good
That's
for
amazing
Chris Paul.
That he's going to get another big deal like that. Good
All
for
right,
him.
Couple of things to set the table before we go to Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Trae Young now, according to Woj, officially out for Game 5 tonight in Milwaukee between the Hawks and the Bucks. That means Trae Young out and Giannis out. Mm. Both star players out. Ramona, you still think the Bucks win?
I still think the Bucks win.
Yeah,
they're in Milwaukee. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Got to give it to them.
Okay, so keep an eye on that. Dodgers, top of the hour, about 10 minutes. First pitch in Washington. As of right now, Trevor Bauer still scheduled to pitch on Sunday. That is a developing story. Ramona, thank you. My guess is we'll be here again tomorrow.
Yeah, probably see you tomorrow.
Coming up, Sedano, LZ, and Cap taking over on 710 ESPN.